or lay down.
Rice? Y'all grew rice around here?
1911, yes, indeed, you grew rice around here. 1911, 1910,
1912. How did you?
Well, here what you do, you break that land. First thing you do, you break it. You land plow.
Yeah.
Don't build no roof.
What'd you plow it with?
With a turning plow. Two mules and a plow.
And the trenches cut by the plow was called what? They were called
a trench.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it cut a kind of a cut a
front. After that they cut a a trench in there.
Yeah.
To drain.
Yeah.
To drain sometimes. But when you plant your rice, you don't want the water on it. You just run the water over it.
Yeah.
And then so you keep the moist. But when the rice get about like that, then you start to put that water to it. Drink much. But when you get along here, you keep water on it until it rises. But that's a nasty job. Another place, plenty snake being there too.
Uh-huh.
I say I was waiting for Mr. Magyar alone.
Minks.
Huh?
Minks and muskrats.
Everything.
Rat.
Man, I was walking the level one time, a darn stingray was in that water. I ain't never passed out with that job. That's bad snake.
Stingray?
Stingray. In fact, they tell me it was going to the black on top, red at the bottom, and the tail was blunt, blunt, blunt. They say, so they say, they sting with their tail. I don't know. I never seen none stung. I didn't give no chance to sting me because I got away from there. But what I want to tell you, look like they gather that stuff in a hot pot of the day, do you? In August, that's when they go to the threshing area. God, dog. Man working around that thresher. Whoo! Them things started hitting you. We used to wipe our face with sack. Grass sack. Not no handkerchief, grass sack. Hot! I said, now you know how much? $5 an acre, down a quarter day. Away from sun to sun.
Here?
Sure, right there.
Here in the parish?
In this parish, yeah, me, myself, I did. I was a young man then. I was 1911, I was about 19 years old, yeah. Used to work for Point Graffiti, go cut rice. They got a fella sick now, called him Floyd DeRosa, me, him, and several others. Well, we take that for fun. That wasn't nothing. Get out early in the morning, about 4 o'clock. You hear them big boys on the road hollering and laughing and going away, coming back. I remember 1911, maybe you heard it on TV. I was there. My brother was down in St. John Parish. They had 15 men fell out on Point Capri from the heat. 8 mules, 3 of them died by drinking that water. And we boys, young fellow, we didn't take it for nothing. They had my daddy. You ever seen a man with the cramp in the body? They had knocked that man's stomach just like that.
Cramp collar?
Cramp, just overheated. And that same year, I left here and went down the river to cut cane. I was telling my brother about that. He said, you ought to have been here that day. He said, you know what happened? Everybody fell out in that field who was in the hay field and everywhere. He said, the only thing happens is a quarter bottle of gin. Mr. Paul Badlow, the High Sheriff of St. John Parish. He sent the water boy to get a quart of gin and a small glass, give all of them a little drink about like that. And he said, doggone slick, I must have popping off them fell in that field, but they couldn't wait though. That was weak. You get weak when you get overheated, you know, you're gonna get weak as hell. I said, what? He said, yes. And I find it out for myself. When I was finding that gin in August, I got hot there. You get hot in the shade, you can make it. You get hot in the sun, you going.
Why'd he give that gin?
He said that to run the heat out of it. I said, what? He said, it don't take cold water to run the heat out of your body. And it's true. If you're hot, you can feel when you're hot. A few men drink, get your drink of gin. A few ain't sweating, you gonna sweat. So be falling off your egg ring. And I find it out.